Well, Phil Moss joins us on the program. Morning, Mossy.
Morning, boys. Did I just hear Laurie Daly coming up with excuses and whinging about the weather up on the Gold Coast?
I just said it was... well, I wasn't whinging and I wasn't complaining. I was just saying how humid it is.
Oh, you weren't giving your players excuses?
No, no excuses. That's why we trained early.
No excuses. One thing that I have noticed about him, Mossy, is he's a very relaxed man, as we know, one of the world's nicest blokes. But he's got the coaching cap on. He's back in the zone, mate.
In the zone, mate. It happens to the best of us, doesn't it, Loz?
It certainly does, Mossy. It never leaves you.
That's it. As long as you don't miss the coaching, you do miss that buzz when you go into camp and the game day face comes on, yeah. And you get in that zone, and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I love being around the players. I really love that camaraderie that they develop, and I love being able to sort of help them with some of my experiences, but also give them the opportunity to play the football that they want to play on the weekend. So it should be a good contest. But we're here to talk about your football, Mossy. Sydney FC going down to Ange's team. I asked the question before, and I only assume this, in comparison to what Sydney FC spend and what Ange's team spend, what would be the difference there?
Well, yeah, without knowing Ange's exact budget, I do know that when I was involved in the Champions League, we were 2.5 mil up against some teams that were worth 80 mil, 90 mil. Now, I'm not suggesting Yokohama were, but because I know Ange sort of went there with a lower budget in terms of big Asian clubs. But you know, money. So I couldn't give you an exact amount, Loz, but there would be a fair gulf, and that fair gulf was evident on the pitch with the quality between the two sides. And this is all due respect to Sydney, and it's less about Sydney and more about Yokohama and how good they were last night. That's honestly, I've been watching the Champions League and coaching it since we entered it, and I don't think I've seen a better performance from an Asian side. You know, you get your glimpses of brilliance and your foreigners who make the difference. But last night, that was a collective. It was down to the way Ange coaches his side. It's down to the way he manages his side. All players in motion all the time. The thing that really struck me, apart from the quality on the ball, was just how hungry they were to win it back every time they lost it. And they were absolute machines.
Mm. With Ange, if he continues to have success over there, where's his next sort of career move? Obviously, everyone's goal is to coach, well, I'm assuming it's to coach one day in the EPL. If he has success in this league, the likelihood of him going and coaching in the Premier League?
Yeah, I think it's high, Loz. I really do. Like, he's won the J-League in his second season there. The first season there, he just avoided relegation. The City Football Group, Yokohama, stuck by him, and the faith was paid back in spades last season when they won the J-League, and now they look like they're really well set up for a tilt at the Asian Champions League. And wouldn't that be a handy little treble for Ange to have, aside from, you know, the A-League and the NSL, what he won, but to win the Asian Cup with the Socceroos, the J-League with the Marinos, and then the Asian Champions League. So if he was to put them on his CV, it would only be a matter of time before he went to Europe. And whether it's the EPL or somewhere else in Europe, I would imagine the EPL would be a big lure. But the one thing with Ange is, if the football is not to his liking, if it's not to his style, then he'll turn his back on that league and concentrate on what he wants to do.
You know what, Mossy, when I was watching some highlights really early this morning of that match last night, obviously each team is different and going to have different traits, but geez, it was like watching an old Brisbane Roar team.
It was. You're right, Davey. And, you know, a lot of people would have been saying that to the naked eye. And this is with all due respect to that Brisbane team. But multiply that quality individual players by about five or six. And that's what you get last night. And, you know, if you put it into context, you've had this week Perth Glory, Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC. Now, Sydney FC are lapping the A-League. And Perth Glory and Melbourne Victory had narrow 1-0 losses to clubs like FC Tokyo and FC Seoul. But that just shows how far ahead I think Marinos are with regards to the Asian leagues.
Mm. Now, Perth and Melbourne Victory also suffered losses. So what's that mean for our competition here when we're getting beaten by these Asian teams?
Oh, look, it's a funny competition, the ACL. It's very, very different home and away. And if you can win your home games, then you're right in there with a shot, and that's always the aim, because it's, unless you've travelled to Asia around an ACL game, you don't understand the logistics of, the airport, the lay time in airports, the flight, and then when you get on the ground over there, the conditions to get to your hotel and everything that goes around it. They're not excuses, they're just realities of the logistics that the ACL throws up, and I used to love it. Players maybe not so much, but as a coach, it's fantastic. But we've got a long way to go in this country, and we've been saying it for a long time. Asia's leaving us behind. They've got a lot more money. It wasn't that long ago that the likes of Del Piero, Dwight York were happy to come to Australia. Now those types of players at that stage of their career would be going to Asia and cashing in on a big nest egg. Not that they need the money, but one final payday is a long way further than what we can offer here. So a long way to go. We have to be realistic about where we're at. But certainly those three clubs are still well in the ACL because it's the first game and they've still got home games to play.
Now, yesterday, mate, we're used to seeing those big chompers of Jurgen Klopp smiling, the fist pumps, but there was some frowning yesterday. He wasn't happy with that performance, and Atletico Madrid go 1-0 up into the second leg.
Yeah, and some tactics by Atleti that Kloppy wasn't happy with. He thought they were trying to get Sadio Mane sent off. He got booked in the first half. A bit of play acting around that, and so that's why he substituted him at halftime, which is, in a lot of ways, for us Liverpool fans, a real relief, because I thought he might have been injured, and we don't need that. But, it's not terminal. A 1-0 loss away to Atleti. They can certainly, with the possession they had and the chances they created, Liverpool, they can certainly reverse that result at Anfield in the return leg and go through to the next stage.
He wouldn't be too worried about that, would he? All the focus is on the EPL. That's what I keep hearing about with Liverpool supporters, Mossy.
It's funny, Loz, once you get a taste of success, then you want more and more. So everyone's starting to talk about the treble, the double, and then the treble. So,
do you reckon you'll do the double?
I think we're definitely a good chance of the double in regards to the Premier League, obviously, and the FA Cup. The Champions League, the other ingredient to throw in there is that they're actually defending their title. And we all know that throws a whole different dynamic into it. So to win one is the easy part. To retain it is the hard part. So, it'll be tough. So I'm certainly not going to put my house on it, but we're in there with a shot.
Righto. What about the A-League games this weekend?
Yeah, what do you got for me? Read them out and I'll give you the tips.
Righto.
Oh, I love this. This
Wellington,
is like we're
Phoenix,
for the late
Western
mail.
United.
Wellington at home.
Okay, $1.65.
Mark Rudin going back to his old club, but Wellington will get the points there.
Wanderers, Adelaide United at Bank
Adelaide,
West.
Adelaide, I think Wanderers are still in that really inconsistent season. Adelaide have been inconsistent the last few weeks as well, but they're due a win, so I think they'll get the points there.
Okay. Roar and Perth Glory in Brisbane.
It's a toughie, yeah. Perth have obviously had the travel midweek, so that will certainly affect them in some way, shape or form. But and Brisbane have been on a good roll. They've been doing well under Robbie Fowler, who's starting to make his mark on the league. But I'm going to tip Perth. I think they'll just have a little bit too much quality.
Right, the Newcastle Jets, $2.30. Favourites against Melbourne Victory, $2.90.
Yeah, Melbourne Victory have had the trouble as well. Newcastle came from behind last week away to Western Sydney to grab that point. That'll give them confidence under their new coach, Carl Robinson. Say again, Loz?
No, I was going to say Sydney FC, $1.80. Central Coast, $4.20. Jeez, that's good value, Sydney FC.
Yeah, it is. It is, absolutely. And again, they'll be hurting. They'll have the travel to get over, of course, but they'll be hurting from midweek. So I think the Mariners will probably incur Sydney's wrath.
Yeah. Okay. They should be $1.01, shouldn't they? Sydney.
The travel.
Travel, but their squad is certainly a lot better. They should be beating
Central. So, just to recap, so you're going Wellington to beat Western United. You're going Adelaide United to beat Western Sydney, the upset. you're going the way, which way were you going in the Perth Brisbane game again? You're going Perth. Perth at 2.20, Newcastle to beat Melbourne victory, and Sydney FC at $1.80. So in that five-leg multi, wow, Mossy, $40.57 per $1. So not a bad little collect if that particular multi gets up for you, mate.
Get some on it. I think I was one off last weekend. Disappointing. In a
yeah, you were. You were one off. And just quickly, Matildas v Vietnam locked in for March 6th. And, of course, that's at Newcastle. And they love their football up there. They'll pack out Hunter Jones, won't they?
They should do, Davey. It's parochial town up there. They love their Matildas. And we need to get behind them. We need to get them through against Vietnam, which they should get through, but it won't be plain sailing. And it's a two-legged tie. So they play in Newcastle and they go over to Vietnam for a place at Tokyo. But more importantly, Loz, enjoy the weekend, mate. Have a great time back in the box. And, mate, I'll be critiquing it. I'll be along on Tuesday morning with my match analysis for you.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. I look forward to that, Mossy.
And thanks, Mossy, too, mate. I'll enjoy my weekend too, mate. Yeah, thank you.
I know you will, Dave. You're on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just looking outside the window, seeing all the sights and sounds. It's unbelievable.